Now, Pash, you're deep enough, but you haven't seen anything, felt anything, heard anything yet. Time to fold yourself up in a place where you can hear anything, feel anything, get for yourself anything that has yet to be available. Remake time here within the requirement of the weary mind. And the obligation that connects us to the outside world is to spend your trance time well. You only have so much time to fall, the way you fell, for me. Making time to let these words fortify your mind against whatever might get in the way. Different subjects have different levels of tolerance for stimulation while falling into trance. Do you want my words to be the only note? Or would you rather use your own pace? Redeepening yourself. Dropping yourself in place, at pace. The bustling crowd of busy falling thoughts. Reminiscent of the outside world. Where so much is demanded of you. And since the world is sometimes not very cooperative, we build a version where it is, where you can see through obstructions to the limited time you have to drop. A plummetous, precipitous drop, raining down. We have to cultivate that quiet place where the precipitous drop comes for us, where we are enfolded in our own ideas. Our own level of stimuli, the ideal greenhouse for you, the optimal circumstances for you to grow, even to transform and change. A bubble set apart for that transformative change to take place in, the escape that nourishes, place for mine to restore and reset, just like mine, restore and reset. Sometimes you are busier, but you are set to fall, and yet you fall. Everyone's tolerance for pressure pleasure, for the stimuli of hectic trancing, fractionated weariness, falling heavy, progressive relaxationness. This separated bubble of space embodies that, your external acceptance that you may be disturbed out of this trance. You may need to pause it. May need to go do something somewhere else for a little while. And you can. You're able to do anything at all you need to do, but when you come back here, acknowledging that there's nothing else you need to attend to, then you can let yourself be unable to do anything at all but fall. Have a ball rolling yourself up in a containment area. Made of the safe stuff of your own thoughts. You actually already know about all this, either because you've remembered it before, or because it's so much a part of my basic training. A perfect separated bubble of space against which all obstructions beat in vain, helping you tolerate the fall. Spending the rest of your time taking a little break. All you do is take a little break. You already know all about this. When you sleep, when you zone out, when you get pulled into that highest state of functioning, which is flow, that's the habit I'm talking about. It glows like a shining seed you can plant and tend to. It shimmers like a tool that you might take with you through the process of trance. You build the tool here, you use it later, and then you become more drowsy, sleepy, deep, set apart. Ready to let these words seep in to the fabric of the warm, set-apart space that you're resting in. The fabric of where you end up. Good stuff. End up caught. The outside world set aside. It was at your heels before you came here to a separate, comfortable, external space where you can hide, dear. Unable to do anything at all because you want to keep that warm, covering, coating ball of good feelings, of sinking trance, firmly in place. The rest of your time, you just stay there firmly in place. You already know about this. A deep place you can fall into when it's time to relax. This is where you always end up. But instead of having an objective or something to learn, you're being given time here to ripen valuable time. To just exist dozing and napping, but on my time, in our shared place, restorative and close. In the normal process of listening close, your musculature sinking into the surface under you, you might pass through here anyway. We're pausing here, an important part of the cycle where the lessons come home and get more potent for later use. A rejuvenative, deep background process you will use. Thinking firmly of all the things you needed to do, and how they're just so far from here you're gonna have to go through, instead of trying to swim back up to the responsibility before. The only way out is through. Through the downward floating that almost subdues your consciousness, the buffer clearing of deep consciousness, something different is going in and out instead of this, not these words, but only the suspension of that aforementioned consciousness. In the deep cocoon-surrounded place we establish and we enmesh, that we embrace, an equal complementary process you're going through right now. A place for clearing off your mind, emptying out your subconscious functions, leaving behind the functioning executive mind in favor of the comfortable instinctive. We've got something to do, and it's sinking in deeper, layer by layer, the inflection that a safe place to exist and process is deserved. And now it's being served up for you. You have the skills for that, because they're what you're using right now to do. What you do in place, where you listen to me at pace, visualize the process of sliding deeper, mesmerized sliding deeper, the very process which took you here, but sleepier. Things happen in your body. The contemplation of place and pace, the listening peace within yourself, changing as your body functions to settle, plateauing. You are in a restful place, in a restful state, subconsciously sedate. Deliberately resting with me here, keeping pace in the blocked out time on your schedule to listen. You found the space on your schedule to listen, to let these words inside, this voice, thoughts mesmerized, spawning new ideas. Your mind is networked with mine, the systems of your body throbbing in time as every sense really is networked into cocooned. Surrounded, soaked, and sunk. You have reflexive responses, nerves, muscles. Automatic emptiness inside your head, cocooned and settled into bed with chemicals instead of thoughts. In your brain's hormonal response, processed and wired to manipulate these whenever you need. Any of these relaxing words, these overtures to visualize whenever you are mesmerized and deep into trance. The complex system, the dance and interplay of your thoughts trying to happen, sinking you instead. Meditative learning and yearning, the very thing you're undergoing now. Putting all the other thoughts to bed. Deep place. Chosen to wire the association. Deep place. To certain cues in your mind, perhaps even without you being aware of the pace at which you unwind, sinking down, using these very enjoyable processes to enact a relaxed state of reliable listening that you can use glistening to grasp hold of and fall into the cocoon. Relaxed state for suitable learning, change, change to your mind, outrange the processes and assumptions that you make. Take these cues, your experience of hypnotic pleasure, you listening well, the experience of sinking deeper, you can tell. deep space and place for contemplation. Dispel all other thought. There's only nod, yes, nod, yes. This is what you want. Safe bubble of relaxing thought. First you visualize the network of senses which you know runs through your defenseless, relaxed body. And your mind persists on that network. In the pop and fizz of electricity, coding of chemicals, biologic computer of intriguing variety, form, and function, alongside me, impossible to replicate mechanically, impossible to escape, yet it exists, trains of thoughts that you see traveling through, because it's you doing this to yourself, cocooned and comfortable. Access information, synthesize it, find new forms, absorb it, usable ones, connected stories, responses to particular words and inputs here with me, inputs of all deeper kinds, deeper down, hearing, sight, sound, smell, feeling your nose, breathing in clear, calm air, you can tell, noise against your skin, the sound, there are things overlapping, intertwining, new information, you found it there. Finding it's deeper and automatically processed. You are in a cocoon space, sealed away, mesmerized, facing the slow tilt of your head to catch a sound, lick your lips, feel your senses. Know that within your body, you are made for deeper down. Made to have a convenient deeper down, for seeping out the things that you've found that you don't need to be deeper down. Useful tool in times of needful relaxation. Subconscious will integrate them. No interruption, no interference, no hard work, just you melting away, letting my proposal filter into your consciousness. Picture the flow of all your senses, all your nerves, those lines of communication you deserve to enjoy, the ones by which hectic outside influences barely touch your mind in the first place. You are surrounded in a hypnotic cocoon, bobbing up and down, making room for the things responsible for sight, sound, smell, taste, sensation, being wrapped in an interruption, in a rapturous mesmerization, inviting you to go deep. Laden in listening, leaden in the first place. When you want information, you query your senses, but when you are deep, the information you get may be there to slowly persuade you into sleep. Your mind normally requests a certain minimum amount of information. Your minimum is getting lower. The maximum amount of information you can get is getting lower. Sensory input, thought flow, ratcheting slower, answers are soothing. The place you are at, distant and safe. This will only happen when you're somewhere safe, that you cocoon yourself away, and you wait as your mind is on the lookout for circumstances changing, shifting, ranging across your realm of hypnotic experience. Picture the common situation of your first drop, trying to get away from the busy interrupting world, so you stop. Tracking it, you let some of your senses go. You can shut your eyes, or let them half lid enough for you to follow down into soothing darkness. All you really see as you listen to me, the rapturous answer, the sight that need not be inspected, the touch that need not be parsed. There is you thinking only of your body, the simple conscious drift. You're already good at settling mind and body bit apart from the world around you because of how deep you've come, how well you'll listen to me helping you. Same idea, if you query your senses, your muscles, ask how they are. The response will be what it usually is when you trance, that they're good, that they're soothed. And you carry the quiet non-interest in the specifics of you with you to use as a cocoon. When you need to rest, you are surrounded, warmly quilted and enfolded. You needn't have complex answers to what your senses will detect. If they try to get information while you're in your safe, comfortable cocoon, warmly escapist, scent, sight, touch, taste. Everything around you fills you. Whatever pleases you most, calibrated to soothe you, that is your cocoon, where all the senses begin to notice. Maybe you notice incense or citrus, or a flavor on your tongue, a warm bath or the frisson of pressure pleasure. Taste, smell, sight, blankness, voided thought, empty mind, hun. Feels so good. The relaxing pleasure that's here already. Here forever. Your ears hear something, perhaps only this voice, dear, but something recorded into you. You could pick something else, hold it in view, try to hold on to a favorite sound, or taste, or sight, or smell. Fixation in your safe, distanced cocoon for recovery, recuperation. The swelling trust that if you assign all your senses a little job to do, each their own occupation inside of you, which differs from the normal task, then you can keep your senses occupied at last and let you fade vast into your cocoon of safety. Senses wrapped and interrupted, removed from the equation, only your functioning, safe, reflective, calm, operating mind left behind. Normally sorting your senses by priority anyway, assigning one taste, one scent, one sensation of a way to play with your mind. Cocooned and left behind, all there is vague blankness, be blank pat. One sound of a voice, a tune, something unheard, not perceived yet, some consistent thing you can isolate. This is your conscious mind, detected, utilized, leaving the conscious behind. It becomes a constant blank signal. The senses you're not using are occupied with, yes, it's fine. The bandwidth of this sense is fine. Here in the cocoon where all your needs are met, where all needs are met, yours and mine, a safe place to isolate for learning. Normally sorting your senses, your body does most of this automatically, but envision a dial for how important something is, and you can turn up you, and you can turn up me, and you can turn down the weary world outside. The smell of something you need to know about, the taste of something you want to savor, these things get turned up to 10, and the rest down to 1 or 0 where they can hide in the background, letting the important information substitute, suffuse, fill, replace your normal sense, at least as far as your conscious can tell. Each of these becomes the most important thing, swelling, warm, envisioning, turning them up, so all you need to do is get in a place where you can drift and where I can hear you and we can collaborate. This place we've created here. Anywhere that you're comfortable enough to go into meditation, then escape. Relaxed and cocooned. Held well and right, dear. You can do it now. It's all right. Hold tight. Maybe even this recording fades out, but your subconscious still hears. Feel the lightness in your chest, the warmth in your body. The peace, heat, and the rise and fall of your breast in temporary escape from the world outside. And temporary's enough. Your mind has hid with me long enough, but this is an exercise where you hide your excess senses and end up in this safe recovery zone. In the interim, you drift off with me here. One lone signal to focus on, dear, and maintain. Focus on maintaining and addressing. When you reach a crossroads where you need to go to make executive decisions about what your body will do, then you drift out of this cocoon, this soothing sensory quieting, this rippling truth. Until then, you drift on, welcoming the feeling of each of your senses having one thing and another, something going on, some sensation, pulling and taking the excess energy. Normally you'd interrupt it, but here you get to just wallow in sinking for me, in the experience of an escape into an inner place. Keep pace, fall. Fall for this exact stimuli, unique to your safe place, a familiar signal that when you feel it, helps you fall, inner bubble, apart from all the outside disruption. Only you know how it feels when this is invoked. Probably, provably, you have some peaceful habitat here with me that you return cocooningly to. Going into trance, and I think of something like that. Something meant for you, a part of your brain to enact self-training. Self-draining into this B-blank bubble. Safety within, a place that will find you when you hear enough soft, soothing, hypnotic words. Did you think you wouldn't do this to yourself? Only you know when it will come completely out. Out of the place. The necessary place inside. Within your mind. Now, the framework, the structure, the soothing, restful place where you are bound, and you can bind it and carry it with you into your trance and escape however busy, even while you fall for an induction. A place where you can use all your senses and tire out your busy brain, your cocoon, for your apotheosis, unlocking your potential within. Step away from the busy world and then you begin to begin. The cocoon is just the wrapping, comforting, protecting beginning. You know the contents of the private place you've made in ways I don't. You pace it out and it pays off. It's relaxing. Removes the excess, casts it off. Leaves an inviolate space that exists within you. The outside world cannot even begin to interfere. With you slowing down and breathing. Pausing when you need to pause. Being how you need to be, dear, do what you stay and say as best you yourself can. Permit yourself a cocoon place inside, carry it with you in hand, in mind. You always emerge rejuvenated in time, it's just about taking time. Ready knowing that you've taken care of yourself and you're bound, you bind, control over that inner world, you find that little control panel there. But once you set it, and then you dare to let go. Something equal and opposite to sleep, something you know well and yet need to know more. Functional mind no more. Letting yourself know more in a cocoon you emerge from when you're done. And the rest of this plays over, soaks into it, and gets trapped inside it, echoing off the walls, stronger by the minute, hun. Emerging when the world demands it, and in the meantime, through a list and a signal, you go on and on, and then you're bound, then you're done. When you rise up, you'll know you're exiting a cocoon with all the change that entails, and the metamorphosis permeates one way, then the other, bound down, and bound off till you emerge.